draw me close to you, O God, just start right away. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be closer to God? Amen. All our earthly relationships, amen, don't mean anything if we don't have Christ. Amen. If that relationship is not right, amen, everything else is going to kind of waver. But we need to be closer, amen. Bring that up. Just take it nice and easy. Draw me close.
Draw me close to you.
Never let me go.
Lay it all down again.
I lay it.
family of a two-year-old child was found dead up in Griswold Heights. Amen. It's always disheartening death. But when you have an unexpected death in a child, amen, that's a difficult time of bereavement. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we lift up the family. Though we don't know them personally, Lord, we realize this is a tough time. And Lord, we ask you to comfort them. Lord, strengthen them during this time of bereavement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't understand your workings. Lord, but we do understand that all things work together for good. Now, Lord, comfort them. Lord, strengthen them and be with them. And for this, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus' name.
Amen. While we're standing, can we remain standing for our scripture reading, which will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to hold Acts chapter 2. Our scripture reading this afternoon will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and amen. We thank God for all that he's done during and amidst, and we thank God that it's Daquan, right? I saw Daquan yesterday at the game. I said, Daquan, what are you doing sitting behind the scoring table? He said, I had a concussion, but we thank God. Amen. That God delivered him through it all.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Amen. There's so many challenges that we encounter on a daily basis that we definitely need the Lord on our side. So our scripture reading will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to read together verses 50 through 58 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. And today, truly, I was told to take the fluff out so we won't be long.
Right.
Amen. I was put on the spot. But we thank God. But before we dismiss, one announcement is that they are installing a new pastor of the church here today at 4 o'clock. So anyone that's available to come out, we ask you to come out and participate in that. And we will be breaking down immediately after service for them to have their program. Amen?
Amen.
Do we all have it?
Amen.
Let's start. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Now this I... Death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. We thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you that we have a place and a mind to assemble ourselves together. Lord, we lift up the brethren all over the world, the pastors, the leaders. Lord, continue to strengthen them. For we realize, oh God, that the adversary has a desire to have every last one of us, that he might sift us as wheat. Lord, but we realize that you called and given pastors according to thine liking. Lord, we just lift them up now. We lift up the church of God globally. Lord, continue to have our way. Lord, we ask you to strengthen them going into 2012. Lord, for indeed the field is quite all ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. And Lord, we ask you to give us a special anointing on this afternoon. Lord, speak to every need, speak to every heart, Lord. Search every mind. And Lord, then feed us with food that is convenient for our souls. And Lord, we thank you in advance for your anointing and what you're
Amen. Songwriter said, I got to feel it. How many got to feel it?
I'm good.
Hallelujah, Lord, I don't see it. But I got a feeling that everything is going to be
all right.
All right. Amen. And if I don't see it, but by faith, I do believe it. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. And we've heard so many people say 2011 was a challenging year. How many can say 2011 was a challenge?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, what I like about the challenges, Scripture says that where anything troubled or challenged us, God's grace was sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Whatever happened in 2011, God's grace was sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, sometimes you have to play mind games battling with the devil. You know, the devil's trying to tell you, oh, it was so bad. I don't see anybody that looks like they're suffering right now. So that means God sustained you.
Yeah.
God kept you. God blessed you. And because you're in church, you still have a mind. So 2011, though it may seem to be so bad, we have kept this afternoon by the grace of God. Paul said, most gladly, therefore will I glory in my infirmity. Whatever happened in 2011, give God some glory in it.
Right.
And whatever happened, glory said, I will glory in my infirmity, for when I am
weak,
then am I strong.
Start.
Stop letting the devil get the victory.
Come on,
glory in those things.
All right.
How do you glory? Amen. I'm going to rise, shine, and give God the glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has been too good to me. Amen. Whatever happened in 2011, there were some times when I looked back and I saw only one set of footprints in the sand. Amen. And Isaiah said, that's the time that God carried you. And Isaiah said, when God carries us, you know, how that we see a newborn baby back there, a newborn baby over here. You see how people are so just caring? Well, Tanya's not carrying them right, but she's not the mother. But you know how you carry your baby? And you hold them so dear, and then even in trouble, you'll protect that baby.
Right.
Isn't that the natural instinct? When anything happens, you go for what? The baby. You protect the baby.
Amen.
Well, we are God's children.
Yeah. Right.
So in our greatest time of challenge, God carries us.
Yes,
oh, that was his signal to start talking, right? That's our greatest challenge, is when God carries us. And what we're going to focus on today is no Jesus, no victory. I said if you don't have no Jesus, you don't have no
victory.
Can y'all say that with me? No Jesus,
no victory.
No victory.
Now, we're trying to get some victories in a lot of ways. But when I get somebody to help me, I want somebody that walked on the water.
All right. All right.
And I don't know anybody else that walks on the water but
Jesus.
When I want somebody to help me, I want somebody that death could not hold.
All right.
And nobody else death could hold but
Jesus.
And when I need some help, I need somebody who was out on the ocean. And the winds and the storm beat upon the boat to the point that it was almost sinking. And only Jesus could speak the word.
Right.
Amen. He said, peace.
Yes.
Be still.
Yeah.
So I say, no Jesus, no victory.
Right.
50th verse, Paul said it this way, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Paul, what are you trying to say? The victory is not in the flesh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Our victory is in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Our victory is in our souls. Paul was trying to get the Corinthian church to understand, change your focus. Amen. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Paul was trying to get their mental faculties back on the point of this. The things that are seen are temporal. Flesh and blood, you can see that. Amen. You can see the trouble. You can see the trial.
Yes.
Paul said, flesh and blood. Well, whatever you're doing, take your mind off of the flesh. Stop worrying about the blood. Amen. For that which we see is only temporal. But that which is unseen, the Bible said, is. Come on. That which is unseen is eternal.
Yes,
so Paul said, I let all this up to let you know that you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Take your focus off of the flesh.
Yes,
take your focus off of the blood. Let's keep going. Behold, I show you a. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all
sleep.
We won't sleep. Paul is trying to divert their attention from the natural things. Paul is trying to get their mind off of the earthly relationships. Paul is trying to get their mind off of the earthly concerns. Amen. He said, it's time to change our mentality. Amen. For we shall not all sleep. Paul was saying, don't worry about the flesh. We will not all sleep, but we all will be
changed.
Amen. In God's own time, we all will be changed. And I believe St. John chapter 5, verse 39 says, some of us will be changed for the better. In other words, we'll go to heaven. And some of us will be changed for the worse, which is damnation, meaning we will go to hell. So Paul is saying, saints of God, change your focus. Change your mind. Stop worrying about earthly things. For we all shall be changed. The next verse. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and at the last trump. That's a whole message in itself, but we got to keep the fluff out, so let's keep going. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. It won't be your flesh, and it won't be your blood. It will be your soul. So Paul has said, stop focusing. Now, we do have to make our necessary preparations to do things decently and in order in the earth. But that cannot be our primary focus. Amen. That can't be what consumes us. It can't be the desire to get what we can and obtain what we can in the flesh. Because James said, your life is nothing more than a vapor. Amen. You can live however long you want to live. He said, but you're here today and you're gone. Tomorrow, and he said it this way, because one day with the Lord is as a
thousand years.
Amen. We'll be there forever. One day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years with the Lord is as
one day.
One day. So change your focus.
Right.
Amen. Change what you're trying to get. Your mind has to be on Jesus. Why? Because flesh and blood will not go to heaven. Now, I'm not saying let yourself go. Amen. I'm not saying just let everything say, well, God, here I am. No. What I'm saying is this. We have to take care of our earthly bodies as well. Because John said, just to validate this, I wish above all that you may as prosper and be in what? Hello? In health. In order for you to be in health, that means you got to take care of yourself. But the most important thing that we have to do is make our spiritual preparations. Amen. Let's go down to the next verse. Let's skip this one. Go back. We'll read the latter part of this for the sake of time. When we get to heaven, how many plan on going to heaven? Listen, heaven is the most important thing. That's why the songwriter said, well, if heaven never was promised to me, neither his promise that I live eternally, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. No sleepless night, thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Troubled time, thank God for Jesus.
Right.
It's been worth having. So our focus has to change. What consumes you? Amen. What drives you? What motivates you? No Jesus. No victory. Amen. I'm trying to get a lot. No Jesus. No victory. Paul said, and then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in
victory.
In victory. Keep going, please. Oh, death,
where
is
thy sting?
Death can't sting a child of God. That's why the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord.
Right.
Is the death of his
saints.
Saints. Death has no more victory. Mm-hmm. Death has no control of us.
Right.
Oh, death, where is your sting? And because of Jesus, amen, because of Jesus, oh, grave, where is thy
victory?
Before Jesus, death had a sting. Before Jesus, the grave had victory. But when he died and rose again, the Bible said he took captivity captive.
Right.
Everything that was bound, Jesus loosed it. Glory to God. How can we make it? How can anybody make it without God?
Right.
Just some of his characteristics. He walked on water. Amen. He healed the blind.
Yeah.
He raised the dead. He healed the infirm. He set the demonics free. Nobody else has done what Jesus has done. So you need to keep him involved. Somebody said, I got an impossible situation. I heard a songwriter say that God specializes. Hallelujah. Not man specializes, but God specializes in the things that are impossible. If you got an impossible situation, know Jesus. I say know Jesus. No victory. Amen. In your quest to get some deliverance, you can run everywhere else, but if you don't run to Jesus, amen. Lord, I don't run to my wife. I don't run to the saints of God. But I run unto Jesus.
Right.
I look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of my faith. When everything else is coming down, I read in the scriptures that God's word will stand.
Right.
Everything else is coming down, but God's word will stand.
Right.
And when I look for God's word and I think about it, it's in the beginning. Was the word. And the word was
God.
He was with God. And the word was made flesh. There's nobody else in life. Not Buddha, not Hare Krishna, not Muhammad, not this one, not that one. There's nobody else that was with God from the foundation of the world.
Right now.
And a woman had the issue of blood. She said, now I spent everything. Any of you got some situation you just been paying out money after money? Amen. Trying to get it better. The woman said, I spent everything I had trying to get it better. Amen. I went from one specialist to the next specialist. I went from one doctor to the next doctor. She said, but I found out that my situation was getting worse. She said, I didn't get better, but I got worse. So this woman reached a point where she realized that if I don't have no Jesus, I don't have no
victory.
Amen. And when she purposed to get to Jesus, the Bible said, now, if I can but touch it. Lord, this afternoon, all we need is a little touch from Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I don't need a whole lot of touch, but I just need a little touch from
Jesus.
She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. This woman realized, I've done everything else. And you know, in our right minds, let's start thinking, I've done it all, and it hasn't gotten better. I've gone to this one and it hasn't gotten better. I've touched a whole lot and it hasn't gotten better. But it's now it's time for you to touch Jesus. And I guarantee you, amen, he's never lost a battle. He's never lost a case. God always comes out a winner at the finishing line. Amen. So he says, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy? The next verse says, amen, we got to have Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody feel like I can't live without him? Well, the songwriter says so many people doubt him. Lord have mercy, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. 57, please. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to who? Come on, thanks be to God. Why am I thanking God? Because he gives us a thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Not thanks to my husband and not thanks to my wife, but thanks be to God that gives us a victory.
Yes.
Through Jesus.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
No Jesus.
No victory.
I said no Jesus.
No victory.
Now, the question is, in our quest for victory, who are we leaning on?
Come on now.
Hey, amen. Who are we trusting in? Who are we relying on? You know, what the devil does is this. He says, you know, why don't you take a break from church and do this? No Jesus. No victory. Right? Well, you know, your situation is a little unique from everybody else's, so... You know, you can do some things on your own. No Jesus.
No
victory. Whatever you do, whatever happens in life, don't allow anybody or anything to stop you from getting to
Jesus.
Let's go to Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read just one verse of scripture here in Acts chapter 2. Our God that we serve can do anything but fail. God will never fail you. If God can't fail, you know, I wasn't always saved. Anybody who grew up in church, you bless. Anybody wasn't always saved? Mm-hmm. I wasn't always saved.
Right.
When you weren't saved, there always was a temptation to just want to run and hide. Then there was always a devil playing a thought in your mind, why don't you just quit? Why don't you just kill yourself? But when I got Jesus,
come on,
that was a great change.
Great change.
Amen. Now I can say, I am so happy. I am so free. Hallelujah. Could nobody else do it but Jesus? Amen. Some things that I purpose in my mind that I wouldn't do. Amen. But the very thing I said I wouldn't do, I found myself doing that. But when I got Jesus, somebody said, well, how did you overcome this? How did you overcome that? It wasn't me. It was Jesus. Acts 2:24.
Right.
This is the kind of wonderful God that we serve.
Yes, sir.
He said, whom God, talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying that don't try to fix your problems. You won't fix them. You won't make them better. They will always get
worse.
Amen, because the wisdom of this world is nothing compared to the wisdom of God.
Right.
And what kind of wisdom did God have? He said, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
That's right.
To save them that
believe.
How many believe?
Yes, sir.
That same has a dual application,
mm-hmm.
meaning that God will bless your soul and God will also deliver you in the time of trouble.
Yes, sir.
You can't. whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death. Hallelujah. Death only had Jesus. But he realized, I can't hold him. Death realized, I can't keep him down. Nobody else conquered death but Jesus. It says that he, having loosed the pains of death, why did Jesus loose the pains of death? Because it was not possible. Hallelujah. Now, you know, let's take a few minutes and retrospect and even into looking into the future. Who else can say that death couldn't hold him? Hallelujah. Now, all of these prophets and different people that people are worshiping, they're dead and gone. Well, I like what Jesus said when he came back out of his resurrection. They went to the tomb to look for him. I said death was not possible to hold him. Death had no power over our Savior.
No
power. Amen. That's why I'm able to say no Jesus, no victory. They went to the grave to find Jesus. And he asked them the question, why is he the living among the dead? He's not here, he has.
Listen.
Nobody else has that type of resume but God.
Right.
When I search his spiritual resume, I find some experiences. I find some things that nobody else has ever been able to do but Jesus. So in my quest to get help, I'm going to run to the only one that has done things that nobody else can do. He said, with men, there's a lot of things that are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Do you have some impossible situations? Do you have some things that seem like you're not going to turn around? Do you have some numbers that need some help? With men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. So I say, no victory, no Jesus.
No victory.
No victory. Amen. Don't leave him out, but keep him involved. And the latter part of, you don't have to go there, the latter part of 1 Corinthians 15 said, be steadfast. Stay the course. Whatever's happening, stay the course. Whatever disappointments you have, stay the course. Whatever heartaches and pains you have, stay the course. Be steadfast and
unmovable.
Don't let anything shake you. Don't let anything move you away from God. Don't let people, don't let trials, don't let tests, don't let them move you away from God. Be steadfast,
unmovable.
Amen. The psalmist said this about God. He said, I've always sought the Lord before my face. Amen. He said, when things got bad, I just kept seeking God. When I didn't have an answer, I just kept seeking God. He said, because I kept seeking the Lord, God was on my right hand, therefore I shall not be moved. When you seek God, God will be with you. Amen. That's why the scripture said, draw nigh unto God, and then God in turn will draw unto you. As we stand, no Jesus.
No victory.
I say no Jesus.
No victory.
No victory. If you need victory, if you need deliverance, if you need help, only one can do it is Jesus. There are a lot of programs, there are a lot of temporary remedies. But the only permanent remedy that we have in this life is Jesus. And I like what the Lord himself said. He said, I will never leave you. No life for safety. Amen. Guess what? In death, loved ones, personal relationship, we leave one another. When he said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you, elders and the ministers come forward. I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. The only one that has this resume. Amen. And your question is help. The only one that can say, I'm with you always, is Jesus. So in your quest to get help, don't leave him out. Because if you don't have Jesus, no victory.